JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Rita Marley Foundation public speaking competition set for February 16. And later, a disaster prep tip. We're going Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development. Eleven schools across the island have selected their best orators to compete in the 4th annual Rita Marley Foundation public speaking competition to be held on the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies on February 16. Manager of the Rita Marley Foundation Jamaica, Rosemary Duncan, says the entity places great emphasis on the ability of youngsters to speak up and speak out.
We believe, you know, public speaking is important, you know. It's not only important at school, but throughout your life, you know, your professional life. The best speakers, greatest leaders. And it's important in your professional life, no matter what job you're in, the ability to articulate yourself, eloquent speech.
The competition is split into two rounds, a qualifier and the finals. At first, participants will be given the task to deliver a 6-minute speech on the question, what is your opinion on the cause of and remedy for severe weather catastrophes affecting various countries throughout the world? The competitors are ready and eager to prove themselves, but only a few will be selected for the final round.
Wilma's Boys School, the reigning champion, will of course defend their title. And we have Wilma's Girls School, Ardeen High School, Excelsior High School, St. Hugh's High School, Jamaica College, York Castle High School, Marcus Garvey Technical High School, Haile Selassie High School, Immaculate High School, and William Nibb Memorial High School participating.
The finals, to be held on the same day, will see three finalists being given an impromptu topic on which to speak. The three students will only receive 30 minutes to prepare and 6 minutes to present on the given theme. The panel of judges will then select the best speaker and award first, second, and third place prizes. The public speaking competition is one of several initiatives undertaken by the Rita Marley Foundation yearly with a focus on promoting awareness among young people. Every citizen must take deliberate steps to address traits that inhibit progress towards development. Core values such as respect, honesty, punctuality, and good work ethic are essential for transitioning the society to a better one. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339.
So be prepared, yeah, be prepared.
It's now time for a disaster prep tip. In the event of a flood, turn off all utilities at the main switch and unplug where necessary. Do not touch any electrical equipment unless it is in a dry area or you are standing on a piece of dry wood wearing rubber shoes and gloves. That tip was brought to you by OTPIM. And on our community notice board, JCDC is advising that the St. James leg of the Performing Arts Festival auditions will be conducted only from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. From January 30 to February 1, the team will be at the Hollis Peter Lynch Hall, auditioning traditional folk form pieces. Music auditions begin on February 6 at St. John's Methodist Action Center. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.